Any identification?
Nothing.
Yeah, she ain't no bargain basement dame. This hunk of fur must have set her back plenty.
You know, Mac, I don't get it.
Why should a good-looking number like that want to bump herself off?
You got me. Women.
Yeah, who can figure it?
Well, Doc?
If you boys want to ask any questions, you better get in there fast.
Okay? Thanks.
What's your name, lady? Look, miss, we've got to make out a report. Will you give us your name and address, please? You see, we have to have it for the record.
Shannon.
Shannon. First or last name?
Helen
Shannon. Helen
Shannon. Where are you from?
Greenhill.
Won't you please speak up?
Greenhill?
Where's that?
Never heard of it.
Is there anybody you want us to notify?
No.
Well then, miss, please tell us, why did you do it?
Hell, why?
Why? They asked me why. As though I could tell them in one brief sentence. No, I'd have to start in Greenhill. A long time ago. Greenhill. What a name for a town like that. Oh, there were hills there, all right. But there was nothing green about them. Just soot and dirt and grime morning till night. Many of us had dreams of a different life, a better life. What could we do? Not even the sun could break through that prison of smoke and grime. This is where my sister Katie and I were born, where we grew up. When Mom died, I got married to Sam, and Katie came to live with us. I did my best for her, gave her a home, put her through high school. Then came the day before graduation. Katie had dreams, too.
Is this the one, Katie?
Yeah, isn't it pretty, Helen?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
I've been looking for months at every store in town, and it's the nicest one of them all. Oh, if I could only... What do you think, Helen?
Well... $8.
Oh, $8, 800, 8 million. What's the difference? Everything is beneath me. So, so beneath me. As I so often say to my sister, Lady Chernin. In Vienna, in Capri, on the Riviera. I danced in white organdy with 1,000 officers, all terribly handsome. But oh, so dull. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Oh, Helen, you think I get it?
Oh, I'll talk to Sam. You'll get it.
Oh, thanks. Wait till I see the end.
But I promised her, Sam. Don't you understand? A kid can't sit in the middle of 100 of her friends and she's the only one.
I do understand, but I haven't got the money to spend.
But you can find it. Look, I know she's my sister. I know it's not your worry. But I owe it to her, Sam. I'm the only one the kid's got.
Oh, Helen, it's
not... Oh, Sam, do I ever ask you for anything for myself?
No, but a white dress in this town, she'd wear it only once for a couple of hours. Now, Helen, that just don't make sense. $8 is...
Sam, do you have to take your shoes off in the kitchen?
My feet hurt.
Your feet have been hurting you for 6 years.
That's right. What's the matter with that dress? That looks good enough.
Oh, Sam, look at it, will you? You can't expect her to wear that to graduation.
Look, I'd like to buy her the dress. I like the kid as much as you do, but there are other things. There's things we really need.
Well, sure, there are things we need. I know that. But this is different. Oh, look, Sam. We grub and grub morning, noon, and night. We're half dead. But she's beautiful. She's alive. Why, she's the only living thing we ever have anything to do with. And when something's that beautiful, Sam, you gotta take care of it. You gotta protect it.
I can't do it, that's all. There's no use talking.
Okay. The spirit of Greenhill, the tired man, dirty and dumb, and you want everything you touch to be dirty and dumb.
Now, Helen.
6 years. 6 years, and you can't afford $8 for a white dress.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not personally responsible.
You're not responsible for much of anything. I'll vote for that.
Now, hold on a minute, Helen. It's easy enough to criticize, but it's not so easy to change things. You ought to know. You tried it once yourself.
Sam.
Well, I'm only speaking the truth. You didn't work any wonders, you know, when you walked out on me. You come back quick enough.
Shut up.
I'm not blaming you. All I want to...
Shut up. Don't throw it up to me again. At least I try. I don't sit there like you.
Okay, okay. Go try it. Try again.
All right. Maybe I will someday.
Try 1,000 times. Nobody's stopping you.
All right, boys and girls, hold still and look right here. Little girl on the end, just to the left. Hold it. This dress. Now, my dear, I hope you won't mind, but you see, you're a little too tall. You come down here. Yes, please, quickly now. That's it. Now, smile. Hold it. That's it. Thank you.
Catherine, where are you going?
Oh, boy, you mustn't run away. Go back to your friends.
So they can laugh at me?
Don't be silly, Catherine. I hate them. All of them in their white dresses.
I wish I was dead.
Oh, come out of it, baby. This isn't a whole life. Things aren't going to stay like this forever.
No?
No. Someone as pretty and lovely as you, you're going to have 50 dresses.
Yeah. Miss Catherine Blaine was at the ambassador's ball last night in her usual dirty rayon.
Well, never mind. You wait and see. I'm not going to let you be buried in this town. I'm through arguing with Sam. I made up my mind. You're going to amount to something someday, something big.
Oh, I'll live and die in Green Hill.
No, you won't. I'm going to get you out of here if it's the last thing I do. Listen, in a few years, you're going to be away from all this. In a few years, you're going to be riding high.
Yeah, I'd like to see the day. How? How's it going to happen?
Well, I don't know, but it'll happen. A chance will come and we'll grab it. But you got to promise me one thing, Katie, that you'll handle yourself right. Don't get taken in like I was. You don't know your own mind when you're 18. You get fooled so easy. Gee, I didn't know what I wanted when I was that age. I just knew I was unhappy. So I married Sam. Well, I'm 6 years unhappier now, that's all. So don't you get taken in. Now listen, you got a date with Johnny Gilpin tonight. Go out with him. But don't get serious. You know, moonlight, a kiss. You think that's the way out, Katie? Well, it isn't. So be careful, and I'll figure out something.
But Helen, if you can't get out, what makes you think I can?
Well, baby, you got something I never had.
What?
You've got me to guide you. And you've got natural resources. Now, come on, baby. Cheer up. Go out tonight. Have fun.
Go for a walk.
I'm leaving tomorrow. I got to see the coach at Pittsburgh tomorrow at 3 about playing for Pittsburgh.
Shall we catch it? Oh, shit, I want to watch this.
See what an actor does to earn a living. Is it a wonder that we go berserk? I says to him and he says to me, let's give the whole thing up. Well, what'll we do if we have to go to work?
We're just kidding, folks. We don't have to do this for a living.
Ah, we got all kinds of money.
Speaking of money, Runk, have you seen the new $2 bills?
The new $2
yeah.
bills?
Ha! I haven't seen the old ones yet. You kill me.
Am I blue?
Well, you're looking down and out.
Am I blue?
Tell me what it's all about.
Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you?
Who's to blame? I wonder who.
Am I blue?
Say, you asked me that before.
You'd be too.
Come on, brother, tell me more.
If each plan with your gal done fell through,
what a sorry how to do.
Was a time.
Maybe 20 years ago.
I was her only one.
Well, what do you know?
Hey, Katie, can't we go now? I gotta catch the last trolley home at 11:30. It's my last night in Green Hill.
You shut up.
Well, I guess you might have been.
Till today.
That's the price for giving in.
Now she's gone, and we're through.
Johnny,
shh. The
I don't eat lunch all week long, saving up to take you here. And then you don't even let me put my arm around you.
Not now, anyway.
But when?
I don't know. During the acrobats.
What's yours?
Well, the ticks are all right if you get the right angle.
Well, I'm going to be a secretary and wait until the right man comes
along. Now, you take my uncle.
All right, what'll you have?
Chocolate sundae.
Give me a cone.
Banana split.
Banana split?
Yeah, banana split.
Okay.
Getting reckless.
Hey, what about you, Katie? What are you going to be?
Yeah, Katie, what are you going to do?
Well, I haven't given it much thought, but I may go on the stage.
On the stage?
Actress? Holy smoke! Are you serious?
Of course I am.
My dear, just too squalifidocious. Hey, get her garble. She's going to be an actress.
Oh, Johnny, shake her
hand.
She's got to lose in the grand.
All right, I'll show you. Give me a nickel.
What do you want a nickel for?
Oh, give me a nickel.
Give it to her.
Katie, I got to catch the last trolley home, then there won't be any time left.
Hey,
Katie, the coach at Pittsburgh.
Rundle and Collins, a pair of sophisticates. Am I blue? Take it easy for a while. Am I blue?
Oh, I think I'm going to have a chocolate ball and a piece of apple pie.
A cigarette.
With some strawberry ice cream. What about you?
Cup of coffee.
Okay.
Hey, you bet. Am I blue?
Hey, Paul, take a look.
Yes, sir. Am I blue?
Yeah.
That's the name of the song. When each plan with your gal done fell through. Boy, that's sad. There was a time. It's 20 after 11. I wish.
She's kind of cute, ain't she?
Yeah, kind of fresh, too.
But now I'm so sad. Sad and lonely one. Was I gay? Yes, sir. Till today? Yes, sir. Now he's gone, and we're through. Am I blue? You!
Hey, that was swell.
Thank you.
Go ahead, kid. Dig in. You're doing fine.
That's great.
Well, thanks. I think I had enough.
Oh, go on. Do the second chorus for us.
Yeah, we like it. It's wonderful. I never heard better. Hey, Paul, did you ever hear better?
Never heard better.
See?
Oh, you're very nice. Well, I got some friends waiting for you. They're, goodbye.
Now, wait a minute. It's really great.
Come on. Give me a cup of coffee.
Hey, Paul, I think that kid's got some.
Yeah, well, let her keep it. Come on, sit down and drink your malt. We're not looking for talent this week.
Oh.
Johnny, invite him over.
But, Katie, I gotta catch the last trolley. The coach at Pittsburgh. I need my
sleep. Invite him over.
Oh, but, Katie, what am I gonna do about my... Ow!
Hey, Paul, I want us to come over to the table.
Look, Farmer, that's a nice kid. Stay away unless you want to settle down here in Greenhill.
Oh, it's not that. I like her personality. That's all. I want to talk to her. Come on, Paul. Be a good guy. Loosen up.
Serve us over at the table, will you?
Hey, it sure is nice to meet you, Miss Blaine. You're the nicest girl I've met since I left Nebraska. I was just saying to Paul, my partner there, you're the nicest girl I've met since I left Nebraska.
And for Runkle, that's a real poem. When Runkle says a thing like that, it means he's been stirred to the depths.
Oh, gee, that's very nice. Thank you.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Katie, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go home now.
Well, I haven't had my banana split yet.
Why don't you stick around and have one too, Mr. Gilpin?
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Collins, but you see...
Runkle.
Mr. Runkle, but you see, I'm going to have to go to...
She's got real talent. You know, it hits you just like a... Well, like a sledgehammer. Am I right, Paul?
Like a sledgehammer.
Gee, you really mean that?
Sure. You know something? You remind me of Ginger Rogers when she was just starting out. Doesn't she remind you of Ginger, Paul?
Yeah, she reminds me of Ginger.
Oh, gosh. Hearing it from you, professionals who've seen everybody.
Well, practically.
Katie, I gotta catch the last trolley. I gotta be in Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Well, goodbye, then.
Well, can I take you home?
Not tonight.
What's your hurry, Mr. Gilpin?
Oh, I gotta pack my bags. I gotta get busy. Oh. Well, certainly was an honor meeting you, gentlemen. Yes, sir.
I hope we're not breaking anything up
here. No, the last trolley. Otherwise, I'd stay. Very interested, but the coach at Pittsburgh.
Oh, the coach at Pittsburgh, naturally.
Well, goodbye. Goodbye, Katie.
Bye. Who's the bright young man?
Oh, he's just a kid I know.
Very erratic fellow. What is this coach at Pittsburgh stuff? The secret password to his fraternity?
Oh, he's very young and foolish.
You're not, are you?
I can dance, too.
Yeah? Say, I'll bet you do imitation.
Well, yes, I do.
W.C. Fields, Zazel Pitts, Mae West.
Well, how did you know?
I knew it. There's no limit to this girl's talent.
You know, I'd love to see her dance. I'll tell you what, I'll take you over to the theater backstage.
Backstage?
Yeah, would you like that?
Would I?
Fine. I predict a great future for you.
Oh, this is the most wonderful night I've ever had.
Anything else, boys?
Yeah, how about you?
Our specialty's waffles.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What are you doing tonight?
I predict a great future for you. Say, she's the nicest girl I've met since I left Nebraska. He's just kidding.
Just kidding.
He's always kidding.
Paul, she's beautiful, ain't she?
Yeah.
Because she lights up the whole theater. Look.
Albert, if I were you, I'd get down on my hands and knees and quietly crawl out into the street before that young lady gets through dancing.
You ain't me.
I'm looking for Mr. Collins.
Well.
Right down these steps, miss.
Thanks. Hello.
Hi, baby.
Well, the working girl arrived on schedule.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Say, don't she ever get tired?
We're not going to wait around to find out.
And that was swell. Gee, with a little training, you could go places. I had no idea you were that good.
You really think so?
Sensational. You got class and you got personality, and that's what counts. Of course, there's a few little tricks you got to learn to become a real performer, but I could show them to you in no time.
There,
get some altitude and use your face. Sell. See? Try it.
Can I turn off the lights?
That's right. Well, sell
if you do, I'll break your neck. And don't leave them alone.
You saw me come out tonight. What did I do? Got them right now. Sold, see? Ha! Huh? Hiya, folks. Ha, see? Ha, ha. Hiya, folks. Hello. Hello. See? Selling all the time. Ha,
ha, ha. Young girl like that. You can't tell what might happen to her. These crazy kids, they get excited. They lose their heads.
Oh, please, Helen, come to bed. I've been telling you all night she's all right.
Oh, it's all very well for you to talk. She doesn't mean anything to you. But she's my sister, and I'm not going to let her mess up her life.
Oh, what's so terrible? It's only Johnny Gelpin. He's a nice enough kid.
It's 3 o'clock.
Well, they lost track of the time. He just didn't stop to think.
No, no, they never stop to think. They get married, finish for good. Then they wonder what happened to them.
That's right.
Oh, what am I talking to you for? What do you care? Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Here I am walking around half crazy, and you're lying there comfortable.
I am not lying so comfortable.
If you cared anything about me, you go outside and look for her.
Helen, I gotta get up at 6 o'clock.
Is that all you care about, sleep?
Sure, that's all I care about, sleep. Been caring about it all night instead of doing it. Oh, all right. Wander around.
Shut up. There she is.
Good.
Well, come on. Hello, Helen.
Good evening.
Oh, Helen, this is Mr. Runkle, Albert Runkle. This is my sister.
How do you do? I guess this is what you call a regular embarrassing moment, huh?
Go inside the house. But, Helen, wait a minute.
Who's
I want
to... Thought you went out with Johnny Gilpin.
Why, you see, my name is Runkle, Albert Runkle. I'm a candidate.
Get out of here.
What?
Go on, get out.
Now, wait a minute. I know how this looks, but it ain't what it looks like. You don't want to misunderstand.
What's the trouble?
Helen, there's nothing wrong. Albert didn't do anything.
We had a very simple evening.
I told you to get out.
Okay. Good night.
No.
Go on.
Well, hope I see you again, Catherine.
Albert, let him go. Well, you don't know who he is. You don't even know where I met him.
I don't have to know anything, do I? You come home at 3 o'clock in the morning with a strange man. Isn't that enough?
Oh, let me explain. Let me
you
just...
You don't have to explain anything. I've been waiting up half the night worrying about
right,
you.
Right.
You didn't even
right.
talk to me.
That's enough, please. Wake up the neighbors. Keep the house on an uproar all night. You don't let me sleep. At least now we can all go to bed.
You keep out of this. Go on upstairs.
Now, just a minute, Helen. You're not going to talk to me like that. After all, I am the head of this. What are you laughing at?
Well, nothing, Sam. You look so funny, that's all.
Go to bed.
You go to bed. You've got to be up at 6.
Now, cut it out.
Listen, Katie, I'm telling you. You keep your hands off her. Don't you ever touch her again, do you hear me?
Well, maybe she won't laugh anymore. She goes out with Johnny Gilpin, she comes home with somebody else. Man, I never even saw before.
Will you keep quiet?
Oh, shut up.
I apologize in the morning.
If he ever hits me again, I'll leave. I don't have to live here. I can go someplace else and get a job.
All right, now it's all over. Get undressed and go to sleep.
It's over. Go to sleep. something nice happens to you, something wonderful, and they try to spoil it. They won't let you have any fun.
Nothing nice happened to you? You don't know what you're talking about. Look, some fella picked you up. You thought you were having fun. Well, you were only making a lot of trouble for yourself.
Who says?
What's the matter with you, Catherine? Do you want to be a tramp? After all, I told you this afternoon.
Tonight's been the best night I ever had in my whole life. I don't care what anybody says. I danced on a real stage, and they said I was wonderful.
Who? Who said that?
Runkle and Collins. They're real professionals, vaudeville actors. The one you saw was Runkle, Albert Runkle.
Well, he looks more like a farmer.
You ought to see him on the stage. He's a very important man, Helen. He's been all over the country. His big trouble, he says, is fitting in all the theaters that want him.
Yeah.
Yes. And he says I'm the nicest girl he's met since he left Nebraska. And he says he's seen them all and that I got more talent and stuff than any of them.
I see. Well, you better forget about him. Katie. You think he really likes you?
Well, he said he'd been missing something for the last 10 years and he didn't know what it was. Tonight he found out, he said. It was me.
Well, how about you? Do you like him?
What do you think?
How long is he going to be here?
3 days.
3 days, huh?
Yeah, and he said he couldn't bear the thought of leaving me. He wants to see me tomorrow night, too, if I can get out.
Well, don't worry. You'll get out. Good night, honey.
Good night, Helen.
You should have called the act in Schenectady. They wouldn't let us leave the theater.
Now, Leona. I warn you, one more time you break into my hand, I'll hit you over the head with a beer bottle right in the middle of the stage.
Oh, now listen, honey.
I warn you.
Paul, I'm saving our laundry till we get the pots down. There are robbers here. 13 cents a shirt.
What do you want to eat?
Well, there's a place down the street I found it isn't bad.
Mr. Runkle.
Yeah?
I'm Helen Shannon. We met last night.
Oh, yes.
Is this the one that kicked you out? Huh. Now, look, lady, don't start any trouble. I know these industrial towns. You smile at a girl and you find five relatives chasing you with crowbars. I promise you that Mr. Runkle here will not bother your sister again.
Well, it's not that. I didn't come for that.
Huh?
Mr. Runkle, I didn't know who you were last night. Well, I just thought you were someone traveling to the town looking for some fun. You know. Well, naturally, that was the impression I got.
Oh. Oh, naturally.
Naturally, naturally. Go ahead, sister. What do you want?
Can I talk to you alone, Mr. Runkle? Somewhere where it's quiet.
Yeah, sure. Excuse me, Paul. I'll be with you in a minute. This way, Mr. Chenin.
Now, remember, farmer, I warned you. Stay away from the natives.
Ah, go on, beat it. He's always kidding. Guess I'll apologize. It's kind of messy. Here, have a seat here.
Thank you.
I keep telling Paul we just got to get a valley. You see, we're on a go all the time. Well... Now.
Mr. Runkle, do you think you were quite fair?
Fair?
Yes. A man like you who's been everywhere, experienced, filling Catherine's head with New York, the theater, telling her she's beautiful, talented, and that you like her.
But I do. Mrs. Chernin, I meant every word of it. Listen, don't get me mixed up with these other guys.
Mr. Runkle, do you know what she did last night?
What?
She cried.
Cried? Oh, imagine that. Gee, the poor kid.
She couldn't sleep. I don't know. I've never seen her act like that before over anyone.
Imagine that. For me. Jeez, imagine a kid like that crying because I'm leaving town. How do you... Mrs. Chernin, can I see her? Can she get out tonight?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Runkle. How can I be sure? I don't think you're very serious.
Serious? Well, listen, Mrs. Chernin. What I said to Catherine last night, every word, I wasn't lying. I want to tell you something. This may sound kind of funny after only seeing her for one night and everything like that, but it's the truth, and I might as well face it. Mrs. Chernin, I'd lay down on railroad tracks for her. Do you believe me?
Yes. Yes, I believe you.
Oh, thanks. Then tonight after the show?
Well, all right. After the show, then.
Okay.
Where can I write you?
Detroit.
Last night you said Louisville.
Did I? I leap from town to town like a train flea. Sometimes I get mixed up. Wonder where that dumb partner of mine is. Boy, will I be glad to get him out of this town. Love has smitten him like a 10-ton truck.
Never hits you, does it?
Every other Thursday, baby. Well, looks like I do a single.
Hey, Paul! Wait a minute! Paul!
Hello?
Kiss her. Kiss the bride, Paul.
Bride?
Just happened. I convinced her at the last minute.
Congratulations.
Well, go ahead, kiss her. Go on.
Board!
That's enough. Come on, honey, let's get on.
Nice work, lady. Goodbye.
Not yet. I'm coming with you.
But of course. How stupid of me. May I?
Thank you.
Write me in Louisville, baby.
But you said Detroit.
Louisville.
It worked. Runkle, Collins, and Company. Not exactly top billing for Katie, but it was a start and good experience.
So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
Runkle was nobody to spend a lifetime with, but he was a meal ticket. All she needed now was a real chance. I made up my mind to get her that chance.
Oh, it's beautiful. Helen, isn't it beautiful?
Uh-huh, it's lovely.
Oh, can I get this one, huh? Can I, please?
Well, it does a lot for her.
Dear, she fills it beautifully.
Too fancy. Get something simple.
Hello, Paul.
Get something that'll display her best points without smacking you right in the eye.
Yeah, it's too fancy. Get something simple.
Gee, isn't anybody going to ask me if I like it?
You like it?
Well, of course. Boy, if I showed up in Green Hill wearing this, they'd call out the fire department.
That's exactly what Helen is trying to avoid.
That's right, Paul. Something a little less revealing.
But you're a mighty pretty girl.
Gee, thanks, Paul.
Yes, sir, mighty.
We'll try another one, please.
Yes, ma'am. This way, please. Maybe something darker.
Yes, madam.
Did you hear what she called me? Madam!
Sweet kid.
I'm so glad you came, Paul. I need your help. I want Catherine to look just right. You know, as though she were born on Park Avenue. And the first time she walks inside a good restaurant in New York City, I want the doorman to bow to her as though she belonged there.
What a horrible ambition. You're fiddling around with a girl's whole life just to make an impression on a New York City doorman.
Oh, Paul, be serious. We're in the big towns now. You never know who's going to see the act. Paul, you and I have got to do something for Katie. We've got to fix it so she can do a song in the act.
By herself?
Sure. All she does now is walk through. That's not enough.
I'd like to see the kid get a break. She's good. Where are we going to get the time? The act only runs 12 minutes, you know, no more.
Well, we could cut down on Albert's stuff. It's for the good of the act, isn't it, Paul? You're not really doing him any harm.
No, I suppose not.
Well, there are men in the audience, too. They want to see a pretty face, young girl, dressed right. She's got to do more. That's what the act needs, a little... Well, you know, Paul.
Maybe you're right. I've got an idea.
Yes, Paul.
Maybe we can work it out tonight.
How?
You know that part in the act where Albert finishes his first routine and goes to the wings for a quick change?
Yes.
You get in the wings and wait for him.
Uh-huh.
And just as he takes his coat off,
yes.
Take a knife and stick it right in his back.
Now, listen to me. Things are tough, and they're going to get tougher.
Each day there are 10 less people in the audience. You're in a dying business.
Please, Ellen, this is the fourth time I try to make this tie.
You've got to have something fresh, something that attracts the people. You've got to have more of Catherine in the act.
But it's a radical change. It means practically a brand new act. I'm against it, and I don't think Paul would like it either.
Why are you worrying about Paul?
Well, I'm not. I just don't think he'd like it, that's all.
Who's more important to you, then, your own wife or Paul Collins?
Now, Helen, that's no basis, and you know it. After all, he's my partner. I've worked with him for 4 years. I've got to take his feelings into consideration. Gee, a thing like this might lead to something serious. It might even split up the act.
Listen to me. Do you think he gives a hoot about the act? I know him better than you do. The act's beneath him. He's getting tired of it.
I don't believe it.
Someday he'll pat you on the shoulder and say, so long, pal. It was fun. You'll see.
That's not true.
Oh, well, but why don't you be smart? If you had any sense, you'd get rid of him first. After all, you don't need him.
Hello? Just dropped in to pick up some funds. What's up? I distinctly smell something in the air. Who's getting it now, my dear?
What the devil do you mean by a crack like that?
I'm on a ball. She's right. That's the way to talk, and you know it. Every time you see Helen, you let go or anything you feel like saying. Gee, you're no privileged character around here, you know.
What's got into you?
It's not because she's my sister-in-law. It's not that. It's just that I'm sick and tired of all the friction, all the cheap, nasty wisecracks.
Stop it, Albert. What are you doing? He didn't say anything.
No, that's just the trouble with me. I'm too easygoing. I let people walk all over me. Well, I've stood enough. Things come to a head. Doggone it, what does everybody want from me anyway?
All I want is $5. That's all I need. I got a date with a lady tonight. A genuine lady.
That's a novelty.
You drink your milk and grow up to be a nice young girl. Maybe I'll take you out one night, too.
Ah, you and your gags.
Thanks.
What does he want to do a thing like that for? What does it mean, huh? Huh? Nobody say nothing. I gotta make this tie.
Until the station master calls, we'll see other honeymooners.
Yes, but will we see Niagara Falls?
In the winter, for a little silver quarter, we can have the Pullman porter turn the lights down low. Ooh, off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off to Buffalo. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Anyway.
Des Moines, Minneapolis, Kansas City. All look the same from back here.
We've come a long way from Green Hill. We haven't gotten away from the soot and the dirt. But when we get to New York, New York.
Well, here we are in Brooklyn.
This is worse than Green Hill. Got you out of Green Hill, didn't I? I'll get you out of this. I started pounding the pavements, going from office to office. But it wasn't easy. New York's a tough town, and the agents were even tougher.
Nothing today.
Rockle and Rockle, never heard of them.
Song and dance teams?
A dime a dozen.
What about you, sister?
Baby, you're too trusting, too innocent. Take my advice. Go home.
Go home? But my home is in Italy.
Okay, don't go home. Well, well, well. The wide-eyed innocent invades the big bad city. How do you do?
Hello, Paul.
What are you doing in New York? Don't tell me you've become an artiste, too.
No, I'm just looking around for Albert and Katie. Playing in Brooklyn this week.
Well, you came to the right place. Come on, sit down. Join the rest of the suckers. Thank you. Maria, I'd like to have you meet an old, old friend of mine, Helen Cherner.
How do you do?
Charmed, I'm sure.
How are Katie and Albert?
Getting no place fast. I thought maybe I could get them started in a nightclub. Have a new routine worked out. Maybe they'd have a chance that way. How about Wade?
Max? Oh, Max's a great agent. He's what is known as a charming rat.
He's got jobs to give.
If he wants to give them.
Yes, but keep your guard up. He's a very fast man with his hands.
Don't worry about her. She can take care of Max. You don't know this lady. The John Dillinger, the one-night stands. Eh?
Maybe I better sit someplace else.
Oh, don't be silly. I was just half kidding. Well, here he is.
Mr. Wade, we're playing in Jersey City. Can you catch our act? We're the Morgan twins.
When your triplets come back and see me.
Oh.
Mr. Wade?
Hello. Oh, hiya.
Certainly knocked him cold, didn't I?
I'll see you.
Me, Mr. Wade?
No, you.
Excuse me. Goodbye, Paul.
She's a Latin from Manhattan.
Susie's a name.
You can tell by her manana.
Or Latin as can be.
She's a Latin from Manhattan. And not Havana.
Hey, I invited John Chagrin tonight.
Producer?
He's over there.
Senorita Sue.
She was in a Broadway chorus.
Known as
Susie Donahue.
That's me. And how do you do?
She can take a tambourine and whack it, but with her it's just a racket. She's a hooper from 10th Avenue.
That's true. I'm a Latin from Manhattan.
Oh, what a treat.
Just a 42nd Streeter.
Brother, I repeat.
I'm a Latin from Manhattan.
Senorita Donahue.
Good out there, Max.
Gee, it was sure a swell to come down tonight, Paul. You're a real pal.
Ah, forget it.
Hey, Katie, did you hear what Paul said? We're in.
Yeah, I heard.
How do you like that? What do you expect? We broke the act in cold. Gosh, Eddie Cantor or Jack Benny couldn't have done any better, huh?
Sure, it takes time, Katie.
Yeah, it takes time. But wait, Katie, baby. Wait and see tomorrow night.
There's no tomorrow. Tonight's the end. Sorry, I haven't time to be subtle, but I can't use you.
What do you mean, Mr. Wade, you can't use us?
With all due respect, you kids just didn't take, so it's goodbye to Runkle and Runkle.
Mr. Wade, it's our opening night. You got to give us a chance to catch on. We're fresh personalities, see?
I'm sorry, but you're through.
Through?
That's it.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't get away with this. Well, you can't fire us.
Fire you?
We got a deal, a 3-week guarantee.
Who told you?
I did. I told him.
Yeah, she told... Helen, what's this guy talking about? Tell him about that 3 weeks guarantee.
Mrs. Chernin, did she show you the contract?
What do I have to see the contract for? Helen. Helen, we got 3 weeks, ain't we? You know, we canceled bookings.
I know. Max is right. It was only a tryout. Well, I knew you wouldn't come if I told you the truth.
You bet your life I wouldn't have come. 8 weeks booking gone down the drain. Boy, have we been taken.
I'm going to be tactful. I'm leaving.
Helen... How could you do a thing like this to us?
Oh, be quiet.
Be quiet?
Please, Helen, at least explain to Albert.
Yeah, explain. Katie, did you know about this?
Of course not, honest.
I did it to help you. You'd have been satisfied to hang around little jerkwater towns all your life, jumping from one dirty little theater to another. Well, it isn't good enough. And I tell you any lie to pull you out of that.
You pulled us out of 8 weeks booking, that's all I know.
Well, I hoped it'd work. It didn't. It wasn't my fault. I did the best I could.
Ah, you fixed us. You fixed us great. 11 years in show business and I got an audition.
Well, yours not to reason why, yours but to do.
Yeah, I know. Live and learn. Let me tell you one thing. From now on, I'm putting a lot of distance between us and Mrs. Chernin.
John Chagrin was out front tonight. He's doing a new review.
Albert, did you hear that?
Chagrin? You mean he caught us?
That's right.
Well, for crying out loud, why'd you say so? What did he think?
Yeah, what did he say?
Wants Catherine for a part.
Oh, great. You hear that baby Chagrin like the
act? Oh, wasn't that wonderful?
I said he wants Catherine.
Catherine?
Yes.
Well, what about me?
Yeah, what about Albert?
There's nothing for Albert.
But I couldn't do anything without Albert. I just couldn't.
Oh, sure you could, baby. Just like I always said, I know you'd kill him. Congratulations.
I won't take it. I'm staying with you no matter what.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm not going to stand in your way. I'm not going to hold you back. If Chagrin wants you for his show, that's okay. Perfectly okay with me.
Oh, I'm not going to leave you. It's crazy, Albert. It's the act or nothing.
Look, don't get these things mixed up. This is nothing between you and me. It's strictly a matter of business. There's no hard feelings. Understand that? No hard feelings at all. I've been in this business 11 years. I can always get by.
I don't want it. We're not going to break up the act. I'm not going to let you go.
Don't worry your little head about me. That's the least thing. I got offers, plenty of them. I can always go back with Paul if I want to. Listen, I took care of myself before, and I can do it now.
Albert, please. You act as though you hate me.
No, I'm glad for you. I think it's great, wonderful. I wish you all the luck in the world. See you later.
Albert!
You're making a dumb move, Al. This grandstand stuff is silly.
You keep out of this. I know what I'm doing.
You leave that kid with Helen, you'll never see her again.
Nothing doing. I'm not begging. I don't have to beg. I got my prize,
you know.
Don't
be a sap. She needs you.
I know she needs me. She'll come running back. She can't do anything without me. You'll see.
Let me alone, will you, Paul? Katie having a good cry?
She's dressing. She'll get over it.
You feel good, don't you? Don't you ever wake up at night and say to yourself, maybe there's something just a little poisonous about me?
Mind your own business.
You know, in a queer, crazy kind of a way, I admire you. I like to watch you work. It's like watching the maneuvers of the Atlantic Fleet. And after you've done something particularly mean and nasty, I'd like to take you in my arms and kiss you.
The love of unique. Is this the line you feed all those girls of yours?
No, seriously, you're marvelous. A regular machine. No heart, no blood, no feelings. I'll bet you never had a useless daydream in your life. Never even thought of a man. I'll bet you couldn't fall in love if you wanted to.
You're smart. You're very wise. But you're wrong, Paul.
Ah. Battleship has a softer side, eh?
Oh, Paul. Paul, you don't know.
But, darling, I do. I've known all along.
No, you don't. I know what you think about me. There are so many things, Paul, I can't explain.
I'll tell you what, sweetheart.
What, Paul?
Write me. Write me in Duluth.
That's right, Ronco in college. Ever hear of us?
No, sir, never did.
Albert!
Hello, baby.
Gee, I was afraid you were going to be late.
Oh, no, you got a couple of minutes yet, I guess.
Well, I got a present for you. Brandy, 40 years old.
Gee, thanks.
You're supposed to drink it slowly, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Albert, you're not sore.
Huh? Oh, no, I never was. I couldn't be sore at you, Katie.
You sure now? You think we really ought to do this?
Do what?
Split up like this. Tell me, Albert, because it's not too late.
Oh, you got it wrong. I told you before, this is show business. This time you get the breaks, maybe next time I'll get the breaks. It'll do you good to be on your own for a while anyway.
Well, well. New outfits, eh? Two smart young ladies. And I mean smart. I talked to our agent, Rock. Everything's okay. I follow a couple of trained SEALs.
Hey, wait a minute. We don't follow those SEALs.
Maybe the SEALs don't want to follow us.
It seems like every time I look around, somebody's yelling all aboard. Well, goodbye, baby. I love you so much. Bye, Helen.
Bye, Albert. Good luck.
Thanks a lot. Come on, Paul.
Bye, Katie. Take care of yourself. Goodbye. Don't cry your pretty eyes out. Remember, write me in Duluth.
So long, Katie. Thanks for the brandy. So long.
Okay, kids, we break. Go out and get something to eat. Be back here at 8:30, and I mean 8:30. And you, Iron Bustle. Well, let me go looking for you out in the alley. What do you want now, Mr. Screw? Let me see Miss Emery. On stage, Miss Emery. Miss Lily Emery, on stage.
That number's beginning to look good.
Yeah, who cares? Never on the stage with less than a dozen people. Might as well be carrying a spear.
Never mind, baby. You wait and see. Your time will come. I'm waiting.
Has anybody seen Miss Emery? Miss Emery, please.
Oh, hi. Here I am.
Miss Emery, please. We're waiting for you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Shh. Let's hear this. Aren't you tired of listening to her? Let's go get something to eat, huh?
No, you get dressed. I'm going to watch this. I'll wait for you here.
Okay, Joe.
I love to dance. I love romance. But most of all, I love the spring.
up.
Hold it, Joe.
What's the matter?
I can't hear you, Lily. Would you bring the voice up a little?
Okay.
Okay, Joe.
I love to dance, I love romance, but most of all I love the spring. For when old man Pip could put you in your step, then youth must have its fling.
Now what is it?
You gotta bring it up. Get a little something more into it.
Well, it's only a rehearsal, John.
I know, but if you don't mind, I'd like to get some dim notion of what it's gonna sound like. I don't want to be taken by surprise on the opening night.
Well, you don't expect me to give a performance, do you?
I'm not asking for a performance. I'm simply asking for a little more enthusiasm.
Well, I'm tired. I've been hanging around this theater all day just for this one little number.
All right, Joe, let's start again.
I love to dance. I love romance. And most of all, I love the spring.
Well, how do you expect me to sing with those men deliberately hammering away?
Eddie, tell them to stop hammering.
Hold the hammers, boys. You got to hammer in tempo.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything, Miss Emery.
Oh, yes, you did. I heard you. You're always pulling some sort of wisecrack.
Now, Lily, please, let's get on with the number.
I love
you. Well, are you ready? You know, Katie, you could knock him dead with that number. Well, the cinch, you'll never knock him dead with what I'm doing now. Happen to know it? Sure, I've been listening to it long enough. Come on, let's get something to eat. I'm hungry. No, you're going to eat with some of the girls. I'll see you later. What are you going to do? Nothing. Go ahead. I'll see you later.
All right.
Music has its charms when you're in someone's arms, and youth must have its bling. When the violins are softly playing, when songs of love are sung.
I can't stand it! Even the carpenters get more respect than I do. This is ridiculous. You know, I've been in musical comedy 15 years, and now suddenly, for no reason, I'm being persecuted, and that's what you're doing. You're persecuting me. They treat me like a chorus girl. I refuse. I absolutely refuse to sing a single note.
All right, Eddie, go up and dry her tears and let her go to dinner.
Okay, sir. And if a plank happens to fall on her, shall I take it to heart?
Oh, go on, Eddie, go on.
That's all for now, Miss Emery. Mr. Shigrew wants you to go out and have some dinner. Relax and be back here at 8:30, all right?
Okay.
It's a shame, an artist like you.
It certainly is.
Will you have another?
It's just one more. You see, I can't stand too many.
Charlie, one martini, please.
10 years ago, I had 7 solos in a show that cost $150,000. 7, mind you. And now, that douchey little stage manager, he won't even keep the carpenters from hammering while I rehearse one miserable little number.
Oh, it's a dirty shame. That's what it is.
And that number. Oh, it smells, doesn't it?
Well, it's like using a racehorse to pull a plow.
Say, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful way to express it. And that's what I am. A beautiful thoroughbred racehorse. Pulling a stinking plow. Now, what were you saying, dear?
Well, just that it seems terrible to see it happen to somebody like you. A woman with your reputation, your following, your talent.
My talent. And what they've done to it. I was a pure blazing light. That's what Brooks Atkinson said about me 10 years ago. He wrote a whole column just about me. I still have the clipping. I was just looking at it the other day. It was in the Sunday theater section. Pure blazing light. Now they say that. Tell me the truth, Helen. What are they saying? You know, Helen, dear. You're the only friend I got in this stinking business.
Oh, well, Lily, it isn't anything you should take too seriously.
Oh, no. Go on, tell me, honey. You know, 10 years ago, the men were lined up waiting for me at the stage door like it was feeding time at the zoo. Just 10 years ago. Can't seem to find that clipping. Some dirty rat must have stolen from me. Everybody's stealing from me. Go on, tell me.
Well, Lily, I think we'd better get back for rehearsal.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Besides, John wouldn't like this.
Here you are, Charlie.
And that little stage manager. You want me to tell you something? I can't stand him.
Well, I don't blame you, darling.
Okay. I love to dance. I love romance. Most of all, I love the spring. For when old man Pep puts rhythm in your step, then youth must have its fling. Give me a moon, a Chopin tune, and you can sell me anything. Music has its charms when you're in someone's arms. And I saw that. I saw you shake your head. I can't stand it! Everybody's sitting around shaking their head, saying they're sorry for me.
Why, nobody's saying anything of the kind, Lily.
Don't tell me. I know what happens in this dirty racket. I just do one job like this and wind up in burlesque.
Lily, who put an idea like that in your head?
Don't worry. I got friends. And they think it's awful. You shoving me into a little pot like this. Stop those carpenters!
Nobody's hammering now, Miss Emery.
Don't contradict me. And I've taken enough from you, too, young man.
She's drunk.
I'm not drunk.
I can smell it.
I'm not. You know I'm not. I don't have to take all this insolence just for this one little part. You know, 10 years ago, the managers filled my dressing room with flowers every day. This is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. A woman of my caliber standing for this. Well, I'm through. Do you understand? I'm through!
All right, Katie, go on up there quick.
Oh, Helen, what'll I do? What'll I say?
Ask him to give you a chance. Tell him you know the song. Go on, hurry.
Oh, gee, Helen, don't you think I better wait a little
bit?
No,
now's the time. Will you hurry, Katie?
Helen, I can't. It just doesn't seem right. Oh. Mr. Chagrou. Mr. Chagrou.
Something that they love. For instance, like the English love their tea.
Oh, Grandpa loves his rocking chair, and Grandma loves her lace.
But when it comes to me, I love to dance, I love romance, but most of all, I love the spring. And when old man Pep puts rhythm in your step, then youth must have its fling. Give me a moon, a Chopin tune, and you can sell me anything. Music has its charms when you're in someone's arms, and you must have its fling. When violins are softly playing, when songs of love are sung, I'm happy when my heart keeps saying, gee, but it's fun, it's great to be young. The magic of that thing called love can throw you higher than a spring. When you feel the urge of a romantic merge, it only means one thing. You must have it fling.
Thank you.
first time in my life.
Operator says very important.
Thank you very much. Excuse me. I was
sure.
Catherine.
Yes?
There's someone wants to meet you. Miss Laura Britton.
The playwright?
Yes.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And Laura, this is Catherine's sister, Miss Turner.
How do you do? Oh, you're charming, lovely.
Thank you.
You're the first bright thing I've ever seen in a Shugru musical.
Not our Laura.
But you're wasting your talents on songs and dances. I'd like to write a play for her.
Oh, thank you, Miss Britton. But we're going to do whatever Mr. Shugru says.
Thank you, Helen.
Excuse me, I've got to answer the phone. Hello?
Katie, darling. It's Albert. I've been waiting for you to call me. What happened?
Oh, I meant to, Albert, but everything's so crazy backstage. You ought to see it. You never heard so much applause in all your life. They just ate me up.
Oh, sure, I knew they would. They had to. Everybody has to love my Katie. Oh, gee, that's great, kid. I'm awful glad for you. Hey, look, honey, I've been thinking. Suppose I come down to see you.
You mean over the weekend?
No, tonight. I'm in Wilkes-Barre. I can make it in 2 hours.
Oh, gee, Albert, that'd be swell.
Katie, who's that?
Oh, it's Albert. He's in Wilkes-Barre.
Oh, well, Katie, forget about it. You have to get dressed. Shagru's giving a party especially for you. You don't want to miss a minute of it.
Oh. Albert? Oh, gee, I'd like to see you, but... Well, everything's so upset, I don't even know where I'm going to be. Gosh, there's so much excitement here.
Oh, sure, naturally. I know how it is. Opening night, excitement and everything, but I was just thinking, honey.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll be seeing you, Albert. Yeah, I wish you were here. Goodbye.
Katie!
Come on, Katie.
Personally, I'm on this racket to get material for my book. I'm going to put you in it. A whole paragraph.
Ah, go on.
Now, meet me after the show. Maybe I'll give you a chapter. Well, Albert, you talked to Katie yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What'd you have to say?
Oh, great. They're still applauding. Isn't that marvelous?
Yeah, marvelous.
Say, I looked up the cast of that show in Variety, and there ain't no Catherine Runkle in it.
What are you saying? I just talked to her on the phone. She's a big hit.
I don't care. There ain't no Catherine Runkle in it. I swear to you, on a stack of gilt Bibles.
You must be nuts. Just talked to her on the phone myself. Why, well, she lied to me. There's no reason for that. Shit. Here she is. Catherine Blaine. She changed her name, see? That's... Runkle, it's a comedy handle. She can't expect her to use that. That's her own name, her maiden name. She's got a right to use that, ain't she, Paul?
Yeah. Say, if you're going down to New York tonight, you better get a move on.
Well, I'm not going tonight. I changed my mind, see?
I see.
But she wants me, does she? Wants me to come down, all right.
When, 1950? I'm going to give you some advice, whether you like it or not.
Never mind.
You go on down to New York tonight. Get your wife. Don't wait.
I said never mind.
Can't you see what they're doing to you? Why don't you wake up?
Cut it out, Paul.
You leave that girl with Helen another 2 weeks, and she's going to end up a first-rate tramp.
Hey, what's the idea? You shouldn't have done that. He's a friend of yours.
It's okay, baby.
If I was you, I'd listen to him. I've been around, see? And what he said makes a lot of sense to me.
Big Farmer.
Harry.
Good evening.
Good evening, Brooks. Can you tell Mr. Shagru we're here?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Look, Katie. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Eat it up, baby. Eat it up.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Shagru.
Lovely, lovely. You timed her entrance perfectly, my dear.
Thank you, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Miss Catherine Blaine.
Bravo.
And her sister, Helen Turner.
the little lady who made it possible. Come along, Katie. I'll run interference for you, my dear.
Hello, Helen.
Oh, hello, Max. You here, too?
Yeah. Well, the kid certainly did it, didn't she?
Yes, didn't she?
Oh, Helen.
Uh-huh.
What about us having dinner?
Yes, why don't you call me up sometime?
Call you up? I thought we were good friends.
I'm my only good friend, Max. You know that.
It was a lovely performance.
Magnificent, my dear.
Colossal. Colossal is the word. Now I want to talk to you, young lady.
Oh, Harry, leave the girl alone. This is her first show. Give her a chance.
Ridiculous. Pay no attention to him. He's fighting a lost cause. The theater's dead. You come and listen to me, young lady.
You know, John, you're very sweet.
Thank you, my dear. Brooks.
Yes, sir.
There you are.
Thank you.
Here's to you, Helen.
Here's to us.
Pardon me.
Oh, hello. Where have you been?
Why, I just got here. I'm looking for Catherine Runkle, or yes. Catherine Blaine. They told me at the theater I'd find her here.
Excuse me, John.
You stay right here. I'll go get you a drink. Now, don't go away.
Look, I...
Albert, what are you doing here?
Where's Katie? I came here to talk to Katie.
She's busy. She can't see you now.
Why not?
Well, she's with some important people. Albert, why don't you go to a hotel someplace? You can see her in the morning.
My wife's here. I'm going to talk to her.
But she can't talk to you now, Albert. Be sensible.
Listen, Helen, Katie and I are going to live our own lives from now on. You stop trying to tell us what to do. Well, these liquor carriers can stay here, so can I.
Albert.
Albert, please.
You think it over, my dear, and I'm sure you'll see it my way.
Think what over?
Albert, when did you get here?
Who's this guy? What's he talking about?
Oh, nothing, Albert. You said you weren't coming.
Swell bunch of people you're running around with, I must say.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Ah, go on, beat it. Katie, I want to talk to you.
Who is this big bully?
Oh, he's just an old friend, Mr.
I'm not anybody's old friend. I'm her husband.
Stop shouting, Albert. What's the matter with you? Be quiet.
You be quiet or we'll have you thrown out of
oh,
here.
Oh, sit still. Will
you?
Okay.
Talk,
Katie, I want to talk to you.
I can't leave
I gotta
now,
talk
Albert.
To you alone.
But, Albert, you
wait
can't talk to her now.
Let me go. What's the matter with you? Are you crazy?
Oh, I just want to talk to you. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, but you didn't have to disgrace me in front of all my friends. What did you have to come here for anyway? You made a fool out of yourself and a fool out of me, too.
Sorry, Katie. I lost my head. I couldn't help it. I just had to talk to you, that's all.
What is it? What do you want?
Well, gee, I don't know. I thought of a lot of things to say on the way down here, but when I look at you, you're so beautiful, I can't say any of them. All I know is that I love you.
Oh, of course you love me, Albert. I know that. Is that what you wanted to tell me?
No. Katie, darling, I can't go on like this. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I can't work. I can't do anything. I'm so lonesome, I cry in my sleep like a six-year-old. All I keep thinking about is you.
I know how you feel, Albert. What can I do about it?
Come back with me, Katie, please. Let's make some sort of a life for ourselves.
I want to, Albert. I want to be with you just as much as you want to be with me. I told you on the phone we'll be together soon.
Katie, I want you to come back to me now, right this minute, tonight.
I can't, Albert. How can I give up everything now? You're asking me to do something that doesn't make sense. It's not even right.
I'm not asking you to come back because it's right or it's wrong. I'm asking because I need you, because I love you.
Everything is so wonderful for me now. I'm living in a bath of champagne. This is what I dreamed about all my life. We'll be together soon. Later on, there's plenty of time.
No, there isn't. I got a feeling that if you don't come back to me now, you never will.
Oh, why do you say a thing like that?
Because Helen won't let you.
That's not true.
But then why did you change your name?
Oh, nothing, Albert. Helen thought it'd be a good idea.
That's what I mean. She doesn't want you to come back to me. She wants to break us up.
I don't want to hear anything you've got to say against Helen.
But it's true. I can see it already. Day by day, she's making a personality I never knew. She's no good, baby.
Don't say that. Everything she did for me. You've always been against her, but did you ever think of all the good she's done for me, all the sacrifices she's made? Just go outside in that room there and listen to them, offering me contracts in Hollywood on the stage. You call it doing me harm?
I don't know. All I know is that I won't go on this way any longer.
All right, then. Come to New York. Get out of show business. I'm making enough money to take care of both of us.
What kind of a guy do you think I am?
Well, what do you expect me to do? Give up everything and go back to those one-night stands? Holding your hand in some dirty little theater? If you think I'm going to do that, you're crazy. Albert, I didn't mean it.
All those speeches are rehearsed. Thank you.
I know you're an artist, and I
can't talk to me
but
like
look,
this.
Don't give me an argument. Now, just do
here.
What I tell you and keep quiet. Where is he? Your partner come in yet?
In a few minutes, Mr. Flores.
How do you like that? He doesn't even come on time. You can't argue with him. You can't talk to him. Everybody around here is sensitive, temperamental. Everybody except me.
Something on your mind, Mr. Flores?
Well, I didn't want to talk to you about it. Your partner says he's the business end. I'm only to talk to him. But he's never around when you want him.
What is it?
Well, after the show tonight, I'm going to ask you to go in that straight out. And don't think I'm a rat. I'm not a hard-hearted boss, but look at it from my side. You boys aren't working out. There's no life to the act. Personally, I got faith. Personally, I think you're great. But the customers,
okay,
they...
never mind.
Oh, now you'll go around saying I'm a dirty heel.
Oh, I understand, Mr. Flores.
Hey, mugger, fight pal, you are. Why don't you tell a guy? What are you trying to do, keep it a secret? I just saw the review in Variety. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
What's the matter? She's your wife, ain't she? That's a true fact, isn't it?
What wife? Who?
Catherine Blaine, big star. First season she had one number. Today she's playing the leading part. Says she right here, a new star in the firmament. Where's Biz in new review? There it is. Look at it yourself. I don't get it, Michael. To me, it don't make sense.
I don't know what you're talking about, Frenchie.
Listen, what in the world are you working in a joint like this for? Your wife's a big star. Go to New York. Take it easy.
Cut it out.
Listen, don't be a jerk. You gave her the first start, didn't she? You put her where she is. It's time she paid off. Collect.
Mr. Uncle, I think we can work something out. I've got a great idea. Before, it is one thing, but now it is different. If we can get the people to know, and we advertise it right, that you're Catherine Blaine's husband...
Well, I couldn't do that, Mr. Flores.
Why not? It's a great break for you.
Look at all the big theaters you could play.
You could cash in on your wife's name.
Not to be ashamed of.
More conflicts you ever had in your life.
You're a husband.
Double money, more theaters, everything.
Will you please leave me alone?
All right. Don't get sore. What's the matter with him?
Very peculiar type. I certainly can't make him out.
Sensitive. Everybody is sensitive. You see, we hurt his feelings.
Why? What did we say? If it was my wife and someone took it on himself to give me good advice, would I holler at him? No. I would thank him from the bottom of my heart. Hey, listen. That's record that was on my singing. Can you beat that? Instead of going to New York, instead of living in a lap of luxury, he sits there and plays records. Dope. I wouldn't say it's not my... I didn't say nothing.
You're right.
Go on. I gotta get dressed for my number.
No, I mean it. You meet me after the show and I'll take you out to supper.
Okay. I'll have a nice thick steak.
Good. You'll get a nice small hamburger. And then we'll go out for a little walk, huh?
Walk where?
Or just around the town. What do you care?
We'll see.
Okay, kids. See you later. I don't know. Albert. Albert.
What's the matter? What's going on?
Oh.
Why, I was just talking to him 2 minutes ago. Me and Frenchie. What does he want to do a thing like that for? Get out. I haven't got trouble enough as it is. He had to go and pick on my club. I'll be lucky if I sell 5 beers in the next 2 weeks. I'll be wrecked, ruined. That's what the...
Kansas. What a place to be buried. He was playing your song when he killed himself. Funny about him. He was the kind of a guy who should have lived in a big house, had 10 kids to eat Thanksgiving dinner with him. Somehow got run in the wrong race. He never had any idea what you were really like at all. He invented something sweet, loving, faithful. Called it his Catherine. His Katie. Night he used to walk around the dreary little towns we were in. Read your letters under the street lamps. The nicest girl he'd met since he left Nebraska.
Paul, leave her alone, will you? People get hurt. It's nobody's fault. They just live and get hurt, that's all.
That's right. The world's full of murderers.
Come on, Katie.
Katie. Be careful. For Albert's sake. He wouldn't want you to get hurt.
I gave him a bottle of brandy. 40 years old. Drink it slowly, I told him. He never even opened it. It's still in his trunk. It's nobody's fault, Katie. Albert was weak. There are a lot of people like him. But you can't worry about them. They're bound to get crushed sooner or later. The only thing you ever did to him was to become a success. Do you want to blame yourself for that?
I don't know.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Jeepers.
Something happened to Katie. Something went wrong inside. I couldn't quite understand. I knew she wasn't happy, but I didn't know what to do.
Flowers, Miss Blaine.
Nice to meet you.
New guy every night.
Close your sleepy eyes, my little buckaroo.
We won't be late, but we won't be early.
Success, Miss Blaine. You're marvelous.
Oh, baby, what I could do with plenty of money and you.
Youthful enthusiasm is the keynote of Catherine's success.
5 minutes, Miss Blaine.
On stage, Miss Blaine. Hurry, Miss Blaine.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child.
Katie went on and on from one success to another. But she didn't seem to care about it anymore. Something crumbled up.
Where are you going?
Out. Do you mind?
But Katie, Shagru and Laura are coming to read the play in the morning. You have to look fresh.
Oh, let me alone.
Hello, Club 41. Is this Emile? Emile, this is Mrs. Chernin. I'm looking for my sister. Have you seen her? Now, don't lie to me, Emile. I know she was at your place last night. I want to know who she was with and where she went. Yes, I know all about the other places I can try. You don't have to tell me. You found Club Maurice yet?
Evergreen 54192.
All right, now look for Club Valentine.
Yes, sir.
Never mind, Essie. Answer the door. Hello, Maurice. This is Mrs. Chernin. Was my sister at your place last night?
You ought to keep me unsteady. It'd be a lot cheaper. Where is she? I rushed my head off getting down here.
We don't know yet.
A fine thing, a kid like that staying out all night. I got two daughters her age myself, and I'm telling you, they still don't know what aspirin tastes like.
Shut up, Anderson, and go and wait in the bedroom.
Go on, insult me. You're paying for it.
Well, Essie, don't just stand there. Mr. Shagru and Miss Britton will be here any minute. Get the drinks ready.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no,
Miss, I'm awfully sorry. I haven't got much time.
Don't
you
see, be I can't bad. Do it.
Make yourself right at home. Oh, I don't mean to barge in on you.
You're not barging in. Take your hat off and stay a while.
You see, I'm not trying to
presume. No, don't feel that way. Oh, Kate. Oh, Helen. Oh, this is Mr. Douglas. Joe Douglas. He well knows his fellow man, eh, Joe?
Oh, she's just kidding you.
I'm not kidding.
Begging your pardon, ma'am, but I saw her sitting all alone on the steps of an apartment house. A little under the weather, you know. So I took in the situation. I figured I'd just watch over a little. I will know my fellow man.
Sure,
all right, now get out of here.
Get out of here?
Helen, please.
The appreciation I get. The rewards.
Just a minute.
Human nature.
Just a minute, Helen.
Don't just a minute me in the bedroom with you, Anderson.
I don't want Anderson.
I don't care what you want. Come on, off with these clothes. We haven't much time. Effie, get the door.
Wonderful.
Come on. Come on.
The homes I go into, the things I have to see.
Hey, you get away from me!
Katie, stop it.
Is that ladylike?
Get away from me, you octopus. Every time I see it, my head's full of riveting.
A little cooperation, sweetheart.
Now, Anderson, listen. Make her look good. Make her look fresh. Make her look beautiful.
Miss Helen, man, here. What'll I do?
Essie, help Anderson. Now, Anderson, be
yes,
quick.
Ma'am. Come on, Essie, give me a hand.
No.
Get a few showers, hot and cold. You'll be okay, honey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Laura, darling.
Hello, sweet.
John.
Helen.
Lovely morning, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Appalling. Where's Katie?
Oh, she'll be right out. She overslept a bit.
Overslept? It's past 12.
Doesn't it sound glamorous, though, up at the crack of noon?
Well, as a matter of fact, she had a splitting headache. Didn't sleep all night, poor darling. Like a drink?
I'd love one.
John?
No, thanks, Helen. Helen, would you ask Katie to come in? I'd like to get started.
Well, tell the truth, John. I was thinking we might go ahead without her.
Oh, I'd like her to be here. I'd like to know what she thinks of the part.
Yeah, so would I.
Well, what difference does it make? I'll tell her about it.
But Helen, after all, she's the one who's going to do it. She may not want to. I don't know.
John, what's on your mind? What are you driving at?
Well, frankly, Helen, I'm worried. I just don't know about Katie. The part needs somebody charming, fresh, bright, alive.
Well, Katie certainly fits that.
Let me go! Let me out! Brain, I'll bet you
wait. Look, Katie.
Let me go!
Uh-oh. Oh. Hello. Excuse me. Well, she's crazy. She's trying to scald me. She wanted to put me in a shower that was boiling hot. Boiling!
Katie. Anderson, take her to the bedroom.
I'll die, Anderson. I'll die!
No, you won't. The average woman lives to be 62. Come on, baby.
John, where are you going?
We'll have the reading another time. I've got to get back to my office.
Oh, but John, that didn't mean a thing. Katie just went off on a little tear. You know, show closing and all.
Helen, let's face it. She just can't do the part. I don't want to be cruel about it. I'm crazy about Katie, but I've got a play to produce. And I just can't do it with her in the lead. I'm too good a businessman. I'm going to get somebody else for the part. My mind's made up.
Wait a minute. You promised us this play.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? What good is that now? You're running out on us just when we need you. Let me tell you something. You're no better than a cheap Broadway sharpshooter. You're thinking about yourself and no one else. And as far as I'm concerned, you turn out to be a first-class heel.
Coming, Laura?
Really, John, I do think you're a little harsh on the child. After all, she's only a kid. You were young once yourself, remember?
I just keep quiet and relax.
Well, that was a beautiful entrance you made.
Did I spoil something?
Oh, no, no, nothing at all. Screw just decided it didn't want you in Laura's play, that's all.
I knew all along he wouldn't want me for the part.
Did they go, or do I have to keep this up?
No, they've gone. Wait a minute, Anderson. Got an idea.
What are you up to now?
Wait and see. Shagrew may be the best producer in the town, but he's not the smartest. We can have a little talk with the authoress. Hello. Is this Miss Britton's apartment? This is Helen Chernin speaking. Yes, I know she's not in. Would you give her a message for me? Tell her I wanted to meet Miss Blaine and me at the embassy at 5 for cocktails. Laura, darling.
Oh, there you are.
Hope we didn't keep you waiting.
No, it's perfectly all right. I was trying my luck at the bar, but as usual, nothing happened. Hello, Katie, dear.
Hello, Laura.
My, don't you look nice?
Yes, doesn't she?
Thank you. But you will certainly stink all this morning.
Come on, Laura, we have a table ready.
You must give me Anderson's telephone number. She's terrific.
Laura, darling, I'm going to tell you frankly why I wanted to talk to you.
Well, the two famous ladies, the great maneuver.
Paul Collins.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Katie.
Oh, Paul, where did you come from?
Oh, you know, the world's a small place. How are things? Ah, you don't have to answer that. I can see things are wonderful. Miss Laura Britton, I believe.
Oh, yes, Miss Britton, Mr. Collins.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Paul, won't you sit down?
No, thanks, Katie. I just came over to say hello. Well, here we are after all these years.
Yes, here we are.
We haven't seen each other for a long time, but you still fascinate me. You and Katie. Katie and you.
Oh, that's fine, Paul.
You make all the rest of the women in the world seem dull and uninteresting.
Really? I wonder why.
You wouldn't understand, but I'm sure Miss Britton would. You know that feeling you get when you're on a tall building and you want to jump off? That desire for self-destruction? Well, these two lovely ladies represent my deepest desire to cut my own throat.
Goodness. Paul, do you mind? Miss Britton and I want to discuss business.
Business?
Yes.
Oh, poor Miss Britton.
Poor Miss... Say, I don't think I like that.
Paul, stop joking. Katie, take him away and go and have a drink at the bar, will you?
Oh, what a delightful idea. A real treat for a middle-aged man. Katie?
Come on, Paul, let's...
Goodbye, Miss Britton. Farewell, Lady Macbeth.
A very attractive guy.
A little eccentric.
Nevertheless, a girl could do worse.
I suppose so.
Well, Helen, that man means something to you, doesn't he?
Oh, don't be silly, Laura. Now, darling, about the play.
What do you have?
I ordered a martini.
Martini for the lady and a double scotch and soda for me.
Yes, sir.
It's Nice to see you, Katie.
It's good to see you too, Paul.
You look beautiful. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Paul. Why haven't we seen you before?
Oh, I don't know. I knew I'd run into you. Sometime, somewhere.
No, thanks. You could have phoned. You could have dropped in backstage and said hello.
Yes, I could have. I guess maybe I wanted it this way. You know, Katie, you and Helen have left your mark on me. I think about you all the time.
I've thought about you a lot, too, Paul.
There you are, Mr. Collins.
Thanks, Bill. Well, here's a go.
You're a big success now, aren't you?
This season, the Jitterbug's delight.
I've heard your band over the radio. It's very good.
Toscanini's resting easy. He's got a big lead. Tell me about you, Katie. You having a good time?
Oh, I don't know, Paul. I'm so tired these days, I don't seem to care about anything. What I do, where I go.
Yeah, I know. Everything's tinsel and ashes. Life's sad and ironical, isn't it? Same old story. Here you are, big star. Jewels, furs, penthouses, Chanel No. 5. Everything you ever dreamed of. Yet deep down underneath it all, you're sad and lonely. Is that it?
Paul, be nice to me, please.
That was nasty. I'm sorry, Katie.
Paul, can't we get out of here?
What's the matter, Katie?
Nothing. Don't ask me. Let's just go.
Okay.
Oh, it's nice here, Paul. It's quiet, restful.
Want to know the truth, Katie?
It's a nice truth.
Remember that first time I saw you? The ice cream parlor on Green Hill? I thought you were wonderful.
I'd like to go off somewhere. Try to get back to that girl in the ice cream parlor. Do you think I could?
Not you, Katie. You're tied up with Broadway. The whole business. With Helen for good. Doesn't make any difference what you say now, I know. You can't break away. Forget it. We met. We talked. We had a nice sentimental evening. That's all. Well, I've got to catch a train in the morning.
Where are you going?
Saratoga Springs. Booked at a resort near there for the summer.
I'll see you again, won't I?
Sure. We'll run into each other again sometime soon. 4 or 5 years.
I enjoyed being with you tonight, Paul.
I enjoyed being with you, Katie. Yep. It's getting late. We'll take you home.
Good night, oh, my darling. The moon has spread its silvery wings across the sky, and angels watch above you. Told me that I would see you by and by. You're my own, you're my true love, my old, yet my new. Till another morning brings a brighter sky, till then I'll be dreaming of you. Good night, my darling, doesn't mean goodbye. So, my love, say good night.
Paul.
What are you doing up here?
I don't know. I just had to come.
Gee, I don't get it. Come on, you better explain it to me. How'd you get away? Where's Helen?
She's in New York.
What'd you do, chloroform her? What about your career, the theater?
I left all that in New York, too.
I still don't get it.
I'm trying to tell you, Paul. I wanted to see you. I wanted to be with you. I don't want to talk about the theater, about plays, managers, or anything else.
Les, you got some sense in that little head of yours, didn't you?
You're not angry with me, are you, Paul?
Angry? Crazy kid. Katie, do you ever ride a horse, climb a mountain, fly fish for trout, ride across the lake 50 miles an hour in a motorboat?
No, never.
Baby, we got a lot of important things to do. You know, Katie, you get more like her every day.
Like who?
Like yourself. Like that little girl in the ice cream parlor. Just like her right now.
You know, I just found out something.
What?
You're a deep thinker.
I'm a minor league deep thinker. You know, I just found out something.
Oh, what?
Maybe you've been wasting these last few years.
Yeah, what can I do about it?
Marry me. Didn't that ever occur to you?
Well, yes, but I didn't think it would ever occur to you.
Let's take a chance.
Paul, do you think it really could be the way we want it to be?
I'll tell you in 20 years. But if you don't marry me, you'll never know.
All right, I'll take a chance.
Okay, let's get dressed.
Say, wait a minute. You haven't even told me you love me.
There are a lot of things I haven't told you.
And you haven't kissed me.
Later on, come on.
Oh, fine.
My sister's here, Miss Catherine Blaine. See if she has a reservation for us.
No, I don't think she has. Was she expecting you?
Well, yes, I sent her a letter yesterday.
That's funny, isn't it?
This must be your letter. She hasn't called for a mail yet. She's been out all day. But I can give you a suite next to hers.
Oh, thank you. Could you tell me where I can find her?
I think she'll be down at the pool. Tommy will show you.
This way, please.
Take the bags to the room. We'll find it.
Right through this door.
I'm exhausted. That train took it out on me as though it were a personal grudge. Oh, this glorious sunshine. How I hate it.
Oh, there she is. Did I keep you waiting long?
5 years.
Isn't that the man we met in New York, Paul Collins?
Yes.
Yes, I remember. He ran off with Katie. I had no idea they were going to run so far. Helen.
I thought you told me he didn't mean anything to you.
He doesn't.
Then why are you so upset? Katie can take care of herself.
Oh, please, Laura, you don't know anything about it.
No, but I'm beginning to catch on. You're in love with him yourself.
You're crazy.
Oh, well, there's nothing to be upset about, my dear. Don't be ashamed of. These things happen. I once knew a family of 5 sisters, and they all fell in love with the same man. Fortunately, he was in love with 5 other girls.
Helen!
Hello, Katie.
Katie, darling.
Laura, hello. Gee, it's good to see you. When did you get here?
A few minutes ago.
Oh, we've come to take you back to New York. We're all ready to start rehearsals. Oh, so soon? I didn't think you'd be ready for several weeks yet.
Oh, you don't know that sister of yours. I've never seen anyone work the way she does. Wears me out just to sit and watch her. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful production, Katie. A Helen Chernin production. Look at these sketches.
Please, Laura. She can see those later. Let me talk to her now.
Oh, yes. I'd be glad to. You know, you're the only 2 sisters I've ever met who never quarrel. It's a beautiful thing.
Why didn't you tell me you were here with Paul? Well, there are a lot of people here. I didn't think I was supposed to give you a list of everyone.
Why didn't you mention it in your letters? You've been here 3 weeks and you wrote as if you were alone. That's the same as lying, Katie. It's lying when you don't say the one thing that's important. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I guess I wanted something just for myself.
I suppose I'd be in the way.
That's not so, Helen.
So you and Paul planned this. All the time I've been in New York working for you, you've been here with him.
I begged you to stay away from him. I warned you.
Helen.
I wouldn't care if it were anyone else. But Paul, of all people, you make yourself so cheap.
Helen, please.
Well, it's the truth. You ought to know. He has a girl every week. This just happens to be your week.
Don't say that, Helen. I love him. I'm going to marry him.
Harry.
Yes. He asked me a little while ago. Helen. Oh, I suppose I should have told you he was here. I wanted to write to you about it. I just didn't know quite how to explain. Well, haven't you anything to say, Helen?
What do you expect me to say, Katie?
Well, you might at least wish me luck. Doesn't it mean anything to you that I'm happy for the first time in years?
Of course it does, Katie, only I want time to think it over. Don't want you to get hurt. Make a mistake, find out afterward.
Well, I'm not making a mistake, I know it.
Oh, Katie, don't you think you ought to wait?
Katie, this isn't much of a ring, but... Oh. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Paul. Paul, I told her about us.
I can see by the look on her face she's delighted. Well, as long as you're here, you can give the bride away. Would you like that?
I have nothing to say to you, Paul. This is between Catherine and myself.
Seems to me it's between Katie and me. No one else is concerned.
Paul, I...
What?
Nothing. If she wants to marry you, there's no way I can prevent it.
That's clever of you.
Only I think she should wait for a little while. Just so that she could be sure of herself.
That's very clever of you.
Perhaps she hasn't told you. She's doing Laura Britton's new play. We're ready to start rehearsals immediately. This is a crucial point of her career. It mustn't go wrong. Nothing must stand in the way.
Katie. We might as well get it straight. You won't be able to do the play.
You asking her to give up the play altogether?
That's exactly what I'm asking.
But you don't realize every cent we have is tied up in it. Why don't you want her to do the play? What have you against the theater?
Nothing. The theater's all right for people who care for it. For you, it's a cheap game. As long as Katie's with us, she's part of it.
Everything I've done for Katie. You don't want her to have a career, that's all.
I want her to have her own career, not yours.
No, you want her to give up everything. That's what you want. Katie, listen. You've sweated and slaved for years to get ahead, to be somebody. And now he's asking you to toss it all away for a lot of sentimental promises. You don't believe them, do you? Suddenly he's changed. He's full of ideals. He wants a house in the country and 10 kids.
That's right. Something you wouldn't understand. It's just what all the simple, humble people in the world have. It's what I thought Katie wanted.
Of course that's what I want. You ought to know that, Paul.
Then you've got to break away from Helen. Believe me, it's the only way.
That's what you want. You want to take her away from me. Do you hear that, Katie? He never wants you to see me again because he hates me. He's always hated me, and he'd do anything he could to hurt me.
I don't hate you, Helen. As a matter of fact, I feel sorry for you. You're wonderful and destructive, but I'm not going to let you destroy Katie.
Oh, Katie, you don't believe that, do you? I've done my best. I may have made mistakes, but it's all been for you. You can't leave me now. Well, I'll lose everything. I'll be finished. I've never asked you for anything before, but now I need your help. Do this one thing for me, and I won't stand in your way.
I can't refuse. Don't you see how much it means to her?
I've told you what it means to me, Katie.
Paul, can't we wait?
There'll be nothing to wait for. You've got to make up your mind now.
Gee, I just can't walk out on her now. She's counting on me. I owe it to her.
Sorry about those 10 kids, Katie. I really wanted them.
Broadway tonight, and I mean the prettiest, too.
Hello, Katie.
You look scrumptious, too, Miss Helen.
Thank you, Essie. How you feeling, darling?
Oh, I'm all right.
Sure she is. The minute she steps out on that stage and hear the applause, she's going to forget everything else.
Sure, darling, you're going to be wonderful. The house is sold out, and word's going around already that we have a hit. After tonight, you're going to be sitting on top of the world.
You think so?
I'm sure of it. Katie, are you still worrying about Paul?
If I could only see him for 5 minutes, just to talk to him.
But, darling, he hasn't even written. He's probably forgotten all about you.
I can't blame him. He gave me a chance, and I threw it away.
Baby, you must stop worrying. You have a performance to give.
Janet.
Yes?
Mrs. Burnside on stage.
I'll be right out. Essie, make her lie down for 5 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
It's all yours, baby.
You'll get over it, Miss Katie.
Roland.
Yeah.
You tell Mr. Webster I want to see him. I'm going to change a line in the second act.
Yes. Oh, Bud, tell Mr. Webster to come out and say as soon as he's ready, will you?
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I see Miss Blaine, please?
I'm sorry, sir. You can't see anyone before the performance.
Would you tell her Paul Collins is calling? I think she'll see me.
Well, I'll give her your name.
Thanks.
You take a longer pause before you reply.
Yes.
Okay. What are you doing here, Paul?
Well, I wrote a lot of telegrams to Katie. None of them seemed to turn out right, so I thought I'd bring her all of them.
It's very thoughtful of you. You always time things so well. I don't think it's wise for her to see you now.
Why not?
Well, the curtain's going up in a few minutes. She's very nervous. Anything might throw her off.
Oh. I just had a human impulse to see her, wish her luck, let her know I'm out there cheering for her.
That's very generous of you. We settled this once, didn't we? So let's leave it that way.
That's right. This is your night, Helen. I wouldn't want to do anything to interfere.
It's not my night. It's Katie's.
No. It's yours. I hope you enjoy it. But remember, one of these days, it's all going to catch up with you.
Thanks for warning me, Paul.
Give these to Katie, will you? My love.
Oh, but Miss Blaine wanted to see that man.
Oh. Where's Paul? He left, Katie. He left. But he was waiting here. He wanted to see me. Henry just told me. Henry! I sent him away. You sent him away? Oh, Katie, I thought I... You knew I wanted to see him. How could you do that? Oh, Katie, I didn't think you ought to. Well, I'll find him myself. Katie, come back. You can't go out there. Katie, Paul! Katie, come back. People will see you. Oh, I don't care. Paul! You'll catch a death of cold. Come inside, dear. Please. Let me alone. Come on,
Blaine,
please.
Blame you for 5 minutes. You've got to get ready.
Roland, please help me.
Oh, please, Miss Blaine.
Help me, darling. Take your hands off. Katie, get hold of yourself. You have a performance to give. I don't care about the performance. Why don't you admit it? Tell the truth for once. You wanted him for yourself. You always have. No, Katie, that's not true. Don't lie to me. Answer me. All right, I was in love with him once. But I gave him up because he'd have been in the way. Your way, our way. And I wouldn't let anyone do that. Paul or anyone else. You're lying. You still love him. You couldn't get him for yourself, so you didn't want me to have him. Miss Katie. That's not the reason. I didn't want him to come between us. I didn't want him to break up everything we've tried to do. I don't believe you. Katie, where are you going? I'm going to find Paul, and you're not going to stop me. Are you crazy? There are 1,000 people out there waiting to see you. I don't care. Tell him to go home. Do anything you want. Katie, listen to me. Listen. This is the most important night of our lives. This is what we've worked so hard for all these years. It's what you've worked for, not me. I'm sick and tired of it. Of you and the theater and everybody in it. I'm tired of all the fighting and cheating and lying and double-crossing. Just a minute, Katie. You seem to forget. I'm the one that's done the fighting, not you. You've taken all the bows. You've had it easy because I made it easy for you. How did you do it? By stepping on everyone that got in your way. Well, how else can you get along? By being soft, honest? No. You've got to fight. You've got to scheme and double-cross to get ahead in this business. I'd like to go out there and tell it to the audience. Go ahead, tell them. But tell them everything. Tell them what I took you out of. Tell them what you had when you left Green Hill. And tell them what you have today. I've heard all that before. I never wanted it. You wanted it, all right, and don't pretend you didn't. Your eyes were open. You realized what I was doing all the time. You've come every step of the way with me, and if you didn't like it, you could have said so. Katie. I never should have listened to you. I should have left you a long time ago. Oh, darling, I didn't mean it. Forget what I said. Baby, let's not argue anymore.
Mr. Chernin, they finished the overture. What do you want me to do?
Pull the curtain. She'll be right out.
Okay.
I can't, Helen. I can't go through with it. Oh, but baby, you've got to. Let's go out there and show them.
Helen, what's the matter with you two?
Nothing's the matter. Everything's all right.
But for heaven's sake, hurry. The audience is getting restless.
Katie, darling, get dressed, will you?
I'll get her ready. You go on stage. The company's waiting for you.
Okay, thanks, Laura. Now hurry, darling, will you?
Come on, Essie, help me with this, will you?
Yes, sir.
Here she is, Miss Helen.
I can't do it, Helen. I don't even know the first line. Don't worry about it, darling. You're going to be all right. You're going to pull out of it and be wonderful.
All right, folks, take your places. Here we go. Come on.
Come on, I can't. I can't go on. Oh, but, baby, you've got to. The time. tide's just carrying us in. We can't give up now.
I'm afraid I'll have to go without seeing Lisa, my dear.
Don't hurry, Edward. She'll be here any minute. I can't imagine what's keeping her so long.
Now, don't forget, Dolly. You've just come back from a party. You're happy, gay. I'll try, Helen. Good luck, baby.
Oh, when I was a young girl, we wanted courage to be happy.
Everyone.
Lisa, where have you been?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother, but I had the most glorious time.
Hello, Lisa.
Uncle Edward.
We've been waiting for you, but I must say you're worth waiting for.
Oh, thank you.
I've been worried about you, Lisa. You promised to be home at 11.
Oh, I forgot all about time. I wanted to dance all night.
Well, I'm surprised that you didn't.
And who was the lucky man, my dear?
Who was he?
Yes, who did you dance with, Lisa?
Well, his name was...
I think she's up.
His name was...
Throw the line.
I don't even know his name.
I don't even know his name.
Oh, to tell the truth, I didn't even know his name.
Naughty, naughty.
Lisa, you mean you danced all night with a man you didn't even know?
Yes, Mother, is that terrible?
Very romantic.
Spring fever. Very dangerous.
Why, Aunt Vera, I don't believe you trust me.
Well, why should I?
Well, they say I take after you.
Oh, my dear.
Well, I must say goodnight and goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye?
Yes, Uncle Edward's leaving for South America in the morning.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember.
I have a present for you. A present for you.
Oh, Uncle Edward, I have a present for you.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
I'll run right upstairs and get it.
Katie.
Don't leave, Uncle Edward. I'll be right back.
The world is full of murderers.
Don't listen to him, Katie.
Be careful, Katie, for Albert's sake.
I'm going to get you out of here if it's the last thing I do.
Come back to me, Katie.
You've got to think of yourself, baby.
I know you haven't got much time. You've got to catch a plane.
Well, you can be bigger than any of them.
You've changed day by day. I see it. She's no good, baby.
Be careful, Katie.
Let's make some kind of a life for ourselves.
All you have to do is put out your hand.
Miss Blaine! Wait, hold on.
Feeling better, darling?
Yes, thanks.
Sure, you're gonna be fine now, Miss Katie.
Well, how is she? She's all right, Laura.
I tried, Laura. I just couldn't do it. I guess it was pretty terrible.
Well, you guessed right. I listened to the gossip in the lobby until I couldn't stand it anymore. Everybody knows you two had a fight in the alley. You might just as well have had it in the middle of Times Square.
Please, Laura, let's not talk about it now. I'll see you tomorrow.
There's nothing to see me about. You had everything all neatly arranged, didn't you? You knew exactly what you were doing every minute. She was going to be a hit for you in this show, and the next, you... Oh, what's the use? I think I'll go take a small quantity of poison.
Well, Katie... There isn't much left, is there?
I'm sorry, Helen.
Oh, why should you be sorry, baby? No, it was my fault. But I just saw something in you I wanted to make great. I did it the only way I knew how. I guess if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it the same way.
Can I help you get dressed, Miss Katie?
Thanks, Izzy.
Pretty, isn't it? You wanted to dress like that once. Remember, Katie?
I didn't know how much it was going to cost.
Came so far. We nearly made it. I hate me, don't you? I never want to see you again. Bye, Helen.
Next time you fall down, baby, I'm going to be there to catch you.
You'd better be.
I hate to bother you, miss, but won't you please speak up? Why did you do it? Haven't you any relatives or friends?
What do you make of it?
Oh, some little something went wrong. She couldn't take it.
Yep. That's the trouble with them rich ones. They have it too easy all their lives.
Yeah.